show with new head coach, the Vier, my cadets, Andrew Wilson, a Georgia guy right here from Metro Atlanta area. Coach Wilson, good to talk to you, man. How things with you guys up at Vier, my man?
Yeah, things are going great so far. I appreciate you having me on. And being an Atlanta guy, man, I grew up there my entire childhood and went to high school and middle school there and still get back there a lot to recruit. And so I always, you know, I'm still a big Hawks fan, Braves fan, everything. And so I'm always cheering for Atlanta and really happy to be on. But it's been crazy. My head has been spinning and just trying to get my roster figured out and hire a staff and then wrap my head around the whole military piece of everything. And so it's been really good and I'm excited to be here, but it's been a lot of work at the same time.
Now, Coach Wilson, talk about the military piece of it, because I know at VMI, there's no grad school. There's no, you can't transfer in there. So you have to find the right young man for that program because it's a little different. You can't go in the portal. You can't go to JUCO. It's however, you have to really build this thing from the ground up and from scratch. You have to find the right fit for you guys.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm looking for guys with a chip on their shoulder. I was actually recruiting down in Atlanta this past week. And what has happened is there's a lot of high school kids that are getting overlooked right now because of the transfer portal and because of the way the NCAA has set up all the rules. And so there's a lot of good players out there. We just have to go find them. And there's a lot of kids that could be really good players in the Southern Conference, but for whatever reason have fallen through the cracks and aren't getting recruited. And it's me and my staff's job to go out and try to find those guys, guys that can be high level players at this level, but have just been overlooked through the process. And I think most college coaching staffs right now are have their attention focused on the transfer portal. And so I do think there's an opportunity for us to go out there and get some really good guys right now. And I actually got my first signee yesterday from Parkview High School there in the Atlanta area. And so I'm really excited about him coming in. And, you know, VMI is a really tough academic school. And so the admission standards is tough here. And so there is a particular type of kid that we're going to have to look for and try to find. But that also makes it that also allows our coaching staff to focus our attention in certain areas.
No doubt. And you know what's good about it? I've been watching ball for over 30 years, Coach. 35 years old now. My dad was a coach as well. The SoCon's always been tough, Coach. You know, even back in the 90s, the early 2000s, it's been tough. And think about who's been in SoCon. Steph Curry's in SoCon at one time. Davidson. So think about the history of this conference. Talk about it, how it's gotten better from top to bottom with the coaching and the players in SoCon.
Yeah, the Southern Conference is, in my opinion, probably the most underrated league in the entire country. If you look at the net rankings of the different conferences over the last 5 years, the Southern Conference has been in the top 12 out of 33 leagues in the entire country over the last 5 years. So it's one of the best leagues. It's a league that I'm really familiar with. I coached in the Southern Conference as an assistant coach for 7 years. When I was at College of Charleston, I had the pleasure or displeasure of going against Steph Curry when he was at Davidson. And as a matter of fact, his junior year at Davidson, when they were coming off the Elite Eight run that they went on when he was a sophomore, College of Charleston, we beat them in the semifinals of the Southern Conference tournament and ended his junior season. And, you know, so it's a league that I'm really familiar with, a league that I coached at two different institutions, at Georgia Southern and College of Charleston, when they were both a part of the Southern Conference. So I feel like I have a good feel for what it takes to be a really good player in the Southern Conference, for what it takes to be a successful program in this league. And like you mentioned, like there's been a lot of great coaches that have recently left the league and taken high major jobs. You know, you look at Mike Young from Wofford, who's now at Virginia Tech, and you look at Wes Miller from UNC Greensboro, who's now at Cincinnati. And you look at Lamont Paris this past year from Chattanooga to South Carolina. And so it's a league where there's been a lot of great coaches that have come through here. And, you know, it's going to be a real, real challenge here to get this thing going, but it's one that I'm really excited about.
No doubt. And like you said, Coach Wilson, like, yeah, it's a tough league. You know, the coaching is so high quality, the play's high quality, because you have a Furman, an ETSU, a Greg Gary down the road from me here in Macon, down in Mike Jones at UNCG. Like, you know, we also, hey, Coach Conroy is making still there. Like, the coaching roster in the league already is top notch. So I know it's going to play, it's going to be good. So, like you say, every night, you know, he's night out there. And you, and now with you being here at VMI, Coach Conroy being at Citadel, you can't say the military school is going to be a win anymore, because I know you guys, where you all come from. Like, you all going to be playing hard every night.
Yeah, I got my hands full. There's no doubt about that. I got my hands full. There are some great coaches in this league. And like I said before, it's a league where guys that have springboarded their careers to, you know, major jobs. And, you know, so there's a lot of good coaches that are established in this league. And I'm coming in as a first-time head coach, and I'm going to be chasing those guys. And I know that. And it's not going to be easy to get there, especially when you're talking about guys who have been in a place for a long time and have established a culture and identity. And I'm coming in, and I'm going to try my best to be able to disrupt that. But, you know, I'm excited for the challenge. That's the biggest thing. Like, there's certain challenges here, and I'm okay with that. I look at it as an opportunity, not necessarily a challenge, and I'm ready to meet that head on.
You played for Coach Leonard Hamilton, a guy who's on the show a lot here. You've coached Coach Cremins of Georgia Tech days as well, and you coached with Mark Byronson, a guy who I know very well from Georgia Southern, the Statesboro. So talk about what those three men have meant to your career professionally and personally.
Oh, man. You know, I get emotional sometimes when I talk about these guys because of what they've meant to my life, but also to my career. And just a great fortune to learn under three of the best in the entire country, but also at the same time, three very different leaders. And they go about their business very differently. And I think that's something that's really going to benefit me, because I've been able to take a little something from each of them and form that into my own identity. And, you know, I feel like I've been ready for this opportunity for a long time, and now it's here. But, you know, with Coach Hamilton, he didn't recruit me to Florida State. I actually signed with a guy named Steve Robinson, who got let go after my second year, but then Coach Ham came in. And, you know, you never know how it's going to be when there's a coaching change as a player. And I actually had this conversation with our players here at VMI, that I've been in their shoes. I know what they're going through with the uncertainty of having a new coach come in. But with Coach Ham, we saw eye to eye on a lot of things. And my strengths as a player were things that he emphasized as a coach. And so I was just really fortunate to have Coach Ham come in, and that we saw eye to eye on so many things. But he's been a great mentor to me. One of the best defensive coaches in the country. And so had really helped me with my defensive identity as a coach. And then, you know, getting the opportunity to go with Bobby Cremins at College of Charleston was an opportunity that I never saw coming. You know, obviously he was a great coach there at Georgia Tech and has his name on the court. And for a long time was probably the most prominent sports figure in the city of Atlanta during the 90s, and just had it absolutely rolling. But he recruited me at Georgia Tech, and I almost went there. You know, there was a lot of rumors swirling around that maybe he wasn't going to be the coach there anymore, and this is back in 99 2000, and so I just wasn't 100% comfortable going to a school where I didn't know who the coach was going to be. So I ultimately ended up going to Florida State, but he's somebody that stayed in touch with me during my playing career. When I was at Florida State, he had gotten into ACC commentating, and so he was doing a few of our games every year, and so just kept up that relationship. But man, you talk about a guy who built his career off people loving him. And Coach Cremins is not I don't want to undermine him in any way, but was not the best X's and O's guy in the world. But, man, you talk about his players and staff, and anybody who's ever been around him would run through a wall for him, and just built a career off being a great person and people wanting to do their best for him. And so I was able to take that, you know, from Coach Cremins, and just the right way to run a program, the right way to treat people. And then I got an opportunity to be with Mark We took over a really tough situation at Georgia Southern where they had seven straight losing seasons before we arrived and ended up having the winningest era in Georgia Southern basketball history over the 7 years that we were there. And so what I learned from Mark was just how to build a program from the ground up and how to build a program when you might have certain disadvantages compared to other schools in your league and how you can overcome those. And so, you know, I'm just really, really fortunate to be able to learn from those three guys and just be able to pull something from each of them and form it into my own identity.
I hear that, Coach Wilson. And I know, like, for me, when I was a co-host, I was always kind of thinking about it in my head how I became the actual host of my own show. So for you, being an assistant coach role, how did you kind of prepare your mind for becoming a head coach? Because I know when you're in that role, you want to aspire to be the head coach eventually. So how did you kind of prepare for it in your mind when you worked for Coach Cremins and Coach Byron in those years you was with those two guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. Coach Byron really put me in a role that within our programs at Georgia Southern and at JMU, that helped prepare me for this moment. And so at Georgia Southern, I was our offensive coordinator. And so I implemented our offense. I taught it in practice. I taught it behind the scenes with film work. And then when we moved to JMU, he wanted to improve some things defensively within his program. And so he gave me that role and I became the defensive coordinator. And so I've been able to coach and teach and show and practice both sides of the ball. And Coach Byington gave me that responsibility, I think, to prepare me for this moment. And it's something that I'll forever be appreciative and grateful for, that he gave me those roles within his program. And I think it's really helped prepare me for this moment.
I hear that, Coach. You know, like I said, you know, like you said, when you have people who really want to see you succeed and not insecure, you know, it's how it's been, Coach, even the radio too. Some people are very insecure about their position. They want to really help you move on to somewhere where they might take their spot. So the fact that these guys really gave to you and poured into you during your up and coming up the ranks here shows me they really who they really are, because a lot of people, some people are scared to do that because they don't want to get replaced by that person who they're giving their knowledge to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, especially in this business, it's such a competitive, cutthroat business. And it's really hard to find good people to work for, people that you can trust, and people that you would consider family. And that's one thing I've always looked for as an assistant coach, is that I wanted to work for people like that. I wanted to work for people that we're going to look after my best interest, not only for myself, but my family as well. And so I think that's one thing that's kind of forgotten in the coaching industry and the coaching world, is that there's a family aspect of this too. And it can be really tough on a family when you have a wife and kids and you have to just pick up and move. So like, for example, last Monday at 10:30 in the morning, I was in a recruiting meeting for JMU. And I got the call from the athletic director here at VMI saying that I was the guy. I was talking with the VMI team at 3 o'clock the same day. And so my kids didn't even know this was going on. They didn't even know this was a thing, that I was involved with this job. And so my wife went to pick the kids up and we gave them some pretty, you know, life altering news that, hey, dad got a new job and we're going to be moving and it's going to be happening quickly. And so, you know, it's a wild business, but it's a very rewarding business. It's very challenging at times, but I love what I do. And I've just been really fortunate to work for really good people who have looked after me and who have had my best interest at heart.
That's one for you, Coach. Is we're both Atlanta guys. So what is your favorite spot to eat when you're back home, man?
That's easy for me. I got two spots.
Okay.
Two spots. I got the Varsity.
Yes, sir.
And the original Varsity, not the ones out in the outer skirt, the ones right across the street from Georgia Tech.
Yes,
right,
that's the only one I go to.
yeah, that's my spot right there. And then I like Mary Max downtown.
Hey, we here, Coach, we own it, buddy. we're the same wavelength right there, man. Hey, yes, Mary Max and the Varsity. Also, I love the name is crazy, Coach. Six Feet Under. I love that up in Grant Park.
Oh, man, I hadn't even checked that place out yet.
Yeah, seafood is off the charts. And this is good for you and your wife. Rays on the river up there in Cobb County.
Oh yeah, I've been to that spot. Yeah, that's a great spot.
So yeah, those are spots I like to go to, man, because I love some seafood. I love varsities as well. So yeah, man, Coach, we can have a whole show about Atlanta food if we wanted to. A whole segment about that we wanted to, but I know you're a busy man. Coach, thank you for your time today, buddy. And when you're in town, man, let's get together when you're in town recruiting. Let's meet up when you're in town recruiting, Coach. And I'll give you my number offline, Coach.
That sounds good, man. I really appreciate your time and for having me on.
Anytime, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
All right.